Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hey, Zach. Jason over at Appalachian Power Equipment.
Hey, Jason. Did you get the email from yesterday?
Yeah, I'm messing with that right now.
Okay.
I'm looking at the ways I can export that.
Mm-hmm.
My options are a spreadsheet XLS version.
Okay.
Or a spreadsheet CSV version, Microsoft OFX version, a Quicken QFX, or a QuickBooks QBO. Those are just coming up as spreadsheets, though. So
yeah.
how do you want this?
Is there an option to just extract maybe 6 months of continuous statements? Is that
an
option there?
I mean, that's what it's doing, but it's not. It's setting it up as a spreadsheet. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know how to get you.
Are you able to extract a month at a time? Because basically what I need to do is I'm packaging it for underwriting, and I got to put everything in a PDF form underwriting.
Yeah, and I'm not sure how to do that.
Even if you were to extract a month at a time, and if you could, if you send it to me in a non-PDF, I can convert it to PDF a month at a time.
Right, that's like I said, it's going to send it to you as an Excel spreadsheet, Microsoft Office version, you know. But like I said, it's not sending it as a, you know, how those account. I don't know, it's an odd setup for Northwest Savings.
Yeah. Shoot. Yeah, because, you know, what we're looking for is exactly what you initially had sent, but just all the pages, and that would be...
That was all the pages I had. I mean, I don't know if they didn't fax over to you correctly.
That may have been
each month. That's what I had for each month.
Okay, that may have been the issue also, but just that the way that everything was set up is what they're really ideally looking for.
Right, I just don't know how to get it to you, is what I'm saying.
Man, I wish I could come through the phone and help you out there. That's a weird one. I can't believe that they can't... get you it in a PDF form.
I can print it. It does, but when I click on the export of my statements, that's what I get. I get the two spreadsheet options. I get it, the Microsoft option, the Quicken option, or the QuickBooks option.
Have you just previewed a page to see what it looks like? And maybe it might be the same.
Yeah, I brought it up, but like I said, it looks like a regular spreadsheet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to actually...
To kind of decipher?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it tells, you know, my account number to the left. Column B says post date, but that's coming up as all hash marks. Then it tells the next column C being check numbers. Column D, who each thing was made out to. Column, it's messy.
Yeah, I don't know if underwriting would accept that.
I don't know what the hell to get you.
Huh. Could
How
we
do this? I mean, I could try to print all of this and fax, where do you need me to go back to?
So we need July, June, May, April, February,
April,
March,
February.
Correct.
Yeah, February, March, April, May, June, July would give you six, or wait, February, March, April, May, June, July, August. Yeah, so back to February.
Correct.
So I can go 2-1 to 9-1.
Yeah.
I could print this thing and then fax it to you. There's a printable version of it. I don't know if that's going to be our best, but I can't see how I can get it to you in a PDF. I mean, when I email it, I think I can change it to PDF to email, but this spreadsheet just doesn't...
Yeah.
It's hard to decipher. Like, I looked at it, it's like, man, this is a mess. That's why I tried calling, I thought...
Oh, gotcha, yeah. If we could avoid that spreadsheet, that would...
I think that would create more
confusion. More so
I
than
don't
anything.
Know... I hit print. Let me see what this printable view looks like.
Maybe, do you have an office assistant? If you could print it out and just have them fax it over to me so you can, spend your time doing business related.
No, it's me, man. It's me.
It's
I'm
you?
The office assistant, yeah.
You wear many hats?
I wear all the hats, buddy.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
no, I just know I'm just afraid that that's going to be so time-consuming for you. But, again, if that's the only option, I think that's all we can really do.
Or is it? It's only, I mean, it gives me. That's not even giving me all of my print. It's going, it's only let me preview that. No, that's not correct. That can't be right. That's only 5 sheets if I try to print it. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's not what you want. That gives me March, February, March, and part of April if I print that.
Have you maybe tried to contact customer service and see if they have options for you?
Yeah, I think that's what I'll have to do next. I'll call the bank and ask them if there's a way for me to get this over to you.
I appreciate that.
This is my tackle of the day. I want to get this tackled today because, like I said, I'm running out of time. I got to get some money rolling here.
Yeah.
If I'm going to get them paid, they want money like Monday. So.
Okay. Yeah. I feel you. We're
starting to run short on time here, so I have to get it squared away. So I'll do what I have to do. Okay. And then, let me call the bank and I'll get back to you.
Okay, and I'm here till 3:30 Pacific Standard Time. I know that we're a couple hours different, so I'll be.
Yeah, so I got some time.
Yeah, I'll be monitoring the phone all day, and I'll put you at the top of my priority list to get
all
you
right,
submitted. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jason. We'll get through this.
yeah, no doubt. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.